Dear white people, today's talk will deal with an issue that is both topical and has been present in society for a long time. Given the relatively recent upsurge in the anti-racism movement, we think it is appropriate to highlight the lives of two men who have played a key role in history, defending Afro-Americans' rights. Let's move to the first man. Martin Luther King grew up in an environment where racial segregation was the order of the day, so much so that at the age of 13 he had to give up his seat on a bus to a white passenger. In 1954, he became pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. At the same time, Martin Luther King also served on the executive committee of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Only a year later, Luther King had to deal with racism and violence against blacks in the American South. One such episode involved an African-American woman, Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat on the bus to a white man. In response, Martin Luther King led a boycott of Montgomery's public buses. These protests last 1 year and 19 days. Thanks to that, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the law requiring segregation on Montgomery's public transportation unconstitutional. Although the protest was successfully resolved, the 382 days it lasted were not without violence. So tense was the situation in Montgomery that white segregationists attacked Luther King's house and that of Pastor Ralph Abernathy, also an organizer of the campaign. Martin, after achieving equality for blacks and whites on public transportation, continued to fight for civil rights. In 1957, he was elected president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. This Christian pacifist organization aimed to be the active in the civil rights movement. Another act for which Martin Luther King is remembered is his participation in the Birmingham, Alabama campaign. The peaceful protests and boycotts in the city led to his arrest in April 1963. His time in prison led him to write the popular Letter from Birmingham Jail. In this essay, he explained the reasons for his protests. The then President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, supported Martin Luther King. He was released a week after his arrest. After numerous violent incidents, the Birmingham protests ended in June 1963. When public places were open to blacks. At this march, Martin Luther King came representing the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and delivered his immortal I Have a Dream speech. In it, he expressed his desire for a united America in which to live in equality. On 14th of October 1964, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. At the age of 35, he became the youngest man ever to receive this award. In late March 1968, Martin Luther King traveled to Memphis, Tennessee, to support the strike of African-American garbage workers fighting for better working conditions. On 4th April, while on the terrace of the hotel room where he was staying, he was shot dead by a segregationist. Martin Luther King was only 39 years old. 2 months after his assassination, the authorities captured the perpetrator, J. James Earl Grey as he attempted to flee to the UK. However, there are still many who believe that Martin Luther King's death was part of a conspiracy. What is proven fact is that Martin Luther King's tireless fight for the civil rights of the black community remains an example, so much so that on the third Monday in January, around his birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated in the United States. Now, let us turn to the life of Barack Obama. Barack Obama, born Barack Hussein Obama, was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, on 4th August 1961. From 2009 to 2017, he was the 44th President of the United States and the first African American. He has been in relationship with lawyer Michelle Obama since 1992, with whom he has two daughters, Mali and Sasha. For a large part of public opinion, Michelle has been the best First Lady of the United States. We also believe that. Barack Obama moved to Los Angeles to begin his college studies. With the help of scholarships and student loans, he began studying at Occidental College for 2 years. He then moved to New York to study political science with a major in international relations at Columbia University. He graduated in 1983. After working in New York for 4 years, he moved to Chicago. There, he worked with a group of churches to help rebuild communities devastated by the closure of local steel mills. After this experience, which reaffirmed his belief in togetherness and the hard work of citizenship, he entered Harvard Law School, the law school of Harvard University. During his Harvard education, he was elected president of the Harvard Law Review, becoming the first African-American president of the publication. After graduating in 1992 and receiving a Juris Doctor degree cum laude, he returned to Illinois, where he taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago. Obama, in 2002, began thinking about campaigning for a seat in the US Senate. He was eventually elected senator and took office on 4th January 2005. He became the 5th African-American senator in U.S. history and the 3rd to be elected in an election. 2 years after his election as senator, Obama announced his candidacy for the presidency of the United States. He won the Democratic presidential nomination over Hillary Clinton in June 2008. From then on, he focused his entire campaign on joining forces to defeat the Republican Party candidate, Senator John McCain. Finally, on 4th November 2008, Obama won the general election with the famous Yes We Can. This made him the first African American president of the United States. Barack Obama was inaugurated President of the United States of America on 20th January 2009. He was the candidate with the most votes in history. He served 2 terms in office after being re-elected president in 2012 against Republican candidate Mitt Romney. He was awarded the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. In the words of Thorbjørn Gagland, head of the Nobel Prize Committee, Obama created a new climate in international politics. Despite the economic crisis, Obama kept his promise to reform the U.S. healthcare system. In March 2010, he passed a new law aimed at extending health coverage to all Americans. One of the most internationally known issues of Barack Obama's administration's domestic policy was the intention to close the Guantanamo prison. Although the president wanted to close the prison, it was not possible during his 8 years in office. In terms of foreign policy, Obama's presidency stands out for its conciliatory character and rapprochement with the rest of the world's leaders. One of the Obama administration's greater achievements was to succeed in restoring relations with Cuba, with the president's visit to the island. Obama also had to deal with terrorism, the fight against it being one of his top priorities. In this regard, in May 2011, the president announced the death of Osama bin Laden, leader of Al-Qaeda, and one of the most wanted terrorists of all time, at the hands of U.S. Special Forces. Barack Obama's presidency ended in January 2017, when Donald Trump became president after defeating Hillary Clinton. Both figures mark a before and after in history. They are also known for their important speeches. They both have like a remarkable phrase, "I Have a Dream" by Martin Luther King and "Yes We Can" by Obama. Both speeches, in addition to the clear intention to persuade, make us see their empathy and commitment to the cause. Since time immemorial, there has been an absurd distinction according to the color of people's skin. This has meant that many people have hated others simply because they were born different from them. We feel outraged when there is racist violence, even though we do not suffer it because we whites are the privileged ones between commas. Therefore, we must support the cause. It is not because we do not suffer violence that we should look the other way and not empathize or help. Together, we can change the world. Are you in?